Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating. And joining me today we have Rob Cole, the David Dunlop, class of 59, head coach of wrestling here at Cornell. Welcome, Rob. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, a remarkable season that just concluded this past weekend. Five All-Americans, an NCAA national champion. It's your second consecutive year finishing in the top two. When you look back at everything you and your team has accomplished this season, what stands out?
Well, we won the national duels. The first time any team outside the Big Ten, the Big 12 has ever won the national duels. Five All-Americans, most All-Americans we've ever had in the history of the sport. Scored the most points we've ever had in the national tournament. And we were disappointed. So that stands out to me. I mean, the fact that we were disappointed with that season is a good sign. It's a good indicator of where we are and where we're going.
Obviously, you know, I want to look a little bit ahead towards next year. You graduate a few guys on this team that have been hugely successful and a huge part of what you guys have done, but you're bringing back three All-Americans. What can fans expect to see from Cornell wrestling next year?
Well, we're bringing back the third most points of the NCAA as far as teams, but we do lose some great wrestlers. We lose Mike Gray, who's been a four-year starter, two-time All-American. Mike McAlunas, three-time All-American, winningest wrestler ever in the history of Cornell wrestling. Corey Manson, who was I think he had. Gosh, I can't remember how many wins he's had over his career, but it's in the, I think, 70s. And Justin Kerber, my gosh, Justin Kerber, who was a four-year starter for us, who was a phenomenal career. It's going to be really hard to replace those four kids. You just don't do it overnight. That being said, we've got some fantastic kids in the room, a lot of youth coming up. Of those seniors, I think they probably had seven or eight surgeries combined. I mean, so they were banged up. It's time for them to move on and get a great job and go move away from wrestling. So we need to bring some youth up, and I'm looking forward to having a healthy team next year.
You know, with all this success that you've had, what has that done for recruiting on your team and for this program moving forward?
Well, it's recruiting. It's alumni development, bringing people back. This year at Nationals, I think we probably had about 1,500 fans in the stands, and they came from Oklahoma, California, Oregon, you know, and of course locally. That was just huge for our program, and getting those guys energized and excited about the program is probably as important as taking second in the country. Recruiting wise, you know, that's all that plays into that, you know, of developing the alumni and making sure these kids know that when they come to the national championships, there's going to be, you know, 1,000 plus Cornellians watching them wrestle, and then of course hiring them when they get when they graduate. So yeah, it's a huge recruiting advantage for us to do well in the Nationals, and it's been, we've had pretty consistent recruiting for the last 4 years, and this year we expect to have probably our best year ever.
That's great to hear. So I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about your national champion, two-time national champion Kyle Dake. Take us through his ride through the NCAA tournament this year.
Well, Kyle didn't win the Easterns. Kyle pulled we called it Jordan Lean. Jordan Lean lost in the Eastern Finals and then came back and won the Nationals a couple years ago. And we obviously revisited that rags to riches story to Kyle and made sure, you know, we try to get him up and realize it doesn't matter what you do with a match or two matches before Nationals. All anybody's going to remember is if you win it. And so I can't remember who he had the first round, but he didn't have a point scored on him the entire tournament. I don't know if that's ever happened. I mean, I'm sure it's happened somewhere, sometime, but to not have a point scored on you is unprecedented. I shouldn't say he didn't have any points scored on him. He had an illegal hold called on him in the finals, but, you know, it was a bad call, so I don't count it. You know. Completely dominant.
What's it like to have someone like Kyle on your team, a guy who's had success here at Cornell? This is only his sophomore year. He's 2-for-2 in NCAA national championships. He's had success from day one. What is it like to have a guy like that on your team?
Boy, he makes us look good as a coach, you know. I mean, you just add Matt, you know, you have a great wrestler. It does take the coaching element and make it a lot easier when you can bring a guy who can step into the mat and be a national champion as a freshman. I think we'll go out and recruit a couple more Kyle Dakes. but you never know. You never knew Kyle was going to be this good in high school. I mean, we knew he was very, very good, but certainly he wasn't the top recruit by a long shot. But everyone wants to be the next Kyle Dake, and you can't be the next Kyle Dake unless you come to Cornell. So it does help us in recruiting, and you know, it helps bring in the local fans because Kyle's from Lansing, New York. He's right down the road. He's a local phenom. I mean, this is not a kid who's going to win just two national championships. He's going to win more than two, and realistically, that's not what his goal is. His goal is to be an Olympic gold medalist, and then he certainly is one of very, very few individuals who has that athleticism and that drive and the talent to do it.
So I want to get you out of here on this. What makes Kyle so special, and how do you keep a guy like him and your team overall motivated going into next season?
I always use a quote. I remember reading it, but Lou Holtz said, asked him how he gets his kids motivated because they're always so motivated, and he says, I recruit motivated kids. And that's really the key. You recruit kids who are motivated. Kyle Dake didn't come to Cornell as a district champion. He came as a state champion and a national champion in high school. He was a state champion and a national champion because he worked as hard as you need to work in order to be a state and national champion. And that just doesn't stop when he gets to college. He's also an academic All-American. He does everything right on the mats and out of the mats. He lives a clean life, and he's just a great role model. He's also incredibly competitive. My 11-year-old son, if my son, touches him, hits him, Kyle has to have the last hit. I have to separate him because he makes my 11-year-old kid cry because he has to win. He has to win everything he does. So that's probably as much as anything why he's so successful, is he's incredibly competitive in anything he does.
And for your team moving forward, off of, as you called it, a bit of a disappointing end to the season, but a remarkable season nonetheless, how do you keep your guys, training in the off season and looking forward to bigger and better things in the future?
Well, they're scheduled for spring break right now. They're having fun. They're in the slopes somewhere.
Well earned.
I'm not sure why they would go to Colorado when you're in Ithaca. I would think I'd go to places a little warmer. But when they get back, they'll start training for the University Nationals, and we'll have internships set up for them in the summer. That's what we're trying to do right now, is set up internships, whether it's in Wall Street or New York or here locally. Ideally, we'd like to get them here in Ithaca so they can train with us. And last year, I think we had about 25 kids stay up all summer long, train, work, take classes. And that's really where we make our biggest strides, is in the summertime. When you're here during the school year, you're just surviving. A lot of kids have work-study jobs. They're going to class, and they're, and of course, training at the same time. It's very, very difficult to make the technical advances that you need to make in order to be a national champion. But in the summer, if they're working a job, it's sometimes they're mindless, sometimes they're more demanding jobs. But you leave, you don't have to worry about homework, and then you can really focus on your wrestling. And so that's where we really make the biggest adjustments.
That's great to hear. I want to congratulate you and your team on a highly successful, record-setting year here at Cornell. All the best to you and your team in the future.
Well, thank you. We're not going anywhere. We're gonna be right there knocking on the door until we can get in.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. Let's go, Reds.